Welcome to the CEN Show, the platform where we learn from the world community. I am your host, Rasiki Mascani, and on the panel this evening, we got Brother Ahi, Professor Amin Ra, Brother Osborne Sayers, and Brother Mashinda. And tonight, we have Dr. Inky Real back for the third time. I'm going to show you both of the videos that he did. And the topic for this evening is holiday health. And I think that's a very interesting topic because here on this panel or on the platform, we often talk about holidays and the significance of holidays. So very interesting topic this evening. So I want to share some things about Dr. Inky. First of all, he's been on this show twice, and I want to share the two times that he's been on. So if anybody is interested, they could go and check that out. This is the wrong thing. This is Dominique De Prima. Get to the correct information here. Okay. Okay, this is our YouTube channel, Community Education Network. And right here in the center here, this is the first time Dr. Inky came on. And the topic was melanin versus diabetes. And then the second time, that was 4 months ago, and he came on about a month after. And it was melanin concentrating hormone. If you check out our channel, we have plenty of videos related to health, and that's Dr. Inky's specialty. And we have 467 videos. And then also we started a new series, which is right here, to the right here of the screen, Message to the Black Diaspora. It's a collection of podcast personalities that we put together. And this is a maybe on a large scale molded, and that's a new series we started. So we're doing things to get more information out to the people so we can become better people individually and collectively. So this is what we're about, Media Education Network. So Dr. Inky been on twice, you guys, and his information seems to be pretty extensive, and he has a lot of information to share. And I'm glad that he chooses his place to land is on our platform. So Dr. Inky Real, can you kind of introduce yourself again to us? Tell us a little bit about yourself and we can get started with the topic.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, my name is Dr. Inky, father of 10. That's probably where I've got my penchant for, you know, the game of healing, you know, in its most natural or, you know, in its most, you know, pure essence, it would be, you know, just being as good of an empath as you could possibly be, you know, so you wear a lot of what you, you know, but we started a movement called Melanin versus Diabetes. I think that is the most important thing relative to the conversation because that is what we all about. And our people were underserved and making noise, moving in the wrong direction. You're making noise to get better help from a healthcare system, and you don't realize how you're being bamboozled or led astray. Because the conversation, you're listening to hear debating candidates mention healthcare, and when they mention healthcare, they only mention money. They only mention money. Money. It's not healthcare. Money is how you pay for healthcare, but money is not healthcare. So listen, we was having this conversation a few minutes ago because I went live on my platform and said, hey, listen, we'll be at the community. You know, we I want everybody to stop through. You know, I dropped the link and everything. And as we were talking, I said, listen, we gotta tackle this black thing, you know, and it's really come on strong with Kamala and all this stuff. But the problem is not whether Kamala is black or not. The real problem is whether everybody else is black or not. Because I've started asking folks, what does it mean? I've started asking folks, what does it mean to them to be black? Like, what makes you black? Because some people believe that everybody around the world that have melanin is black. Some people believe that, you know, you're only black if you have a, you know, a African American experience. Some people believe that you're only black if your African American experience is in the hood and you was busting your gun and going to prison and dropped out of school or something like that. So if you went to school, you may not be black. If you have melanin and you went to school, you still may not exactly be black because that doesn't determine. So I got probably over 20 different things that determine whether somebody's black or not. And at that point, I just stopped. I realized that nobody knows what black actually means. Mark Lamont Hill said that black literally told me specifically. It's not like me watching him say this to somebody else on the internet. Mark Lamont Hill told me that black is drinking quarter waters and listening to Too Short. So all of this different confusion about what it means. I had a brother tell me that black simply means black is not a biological thing. Black is a mental thing because we're being oppressed by white supremacy. So because we're the opposite of the white supremacy, that is what means that we're black. And I'm just saying, all across the board, I didn't take anything away from anybody's reasons because I'm not debating whether we're black or not or whether the reason people gave me. No, none of that. What I'm trying to do directly and simply is give people something concrete to stand on. Point I'm making is if you go to the doctor and you ask the doctor what's the biggest possible risk factor for having chronic kidney disease, like just walking around, living life, having a great time, and then all of a sudden, you know, your ankles are swollen and, you know, you go to the emergency, they tell you got 72 hours to live. Next thing you know, your family looking at you on wires and all kind of crazy stuff. They trying to get a donor to see it. Just like that, just like that. Kidney disease is something that takes time to develop, but once it happens, there's no symptoms until you get to stage four, five, and final. So the time that you was in stage one, when it was easy to fix, yeah, you missed that. Two, three, probably four. And now that you have disability, you go get it checked out. The black folks, we don't get nothing checked out. Big problem. So we go get that little, whatever that is, checked out. You know, we've been seeing some water around the ankles, but hey, you know, you had that cheesecake or that, you know, that turkey and cheese, you had that ham and cheese, you know, you shouldn't have had. So you say, oh, yeah, my swollen ankles must have came from the ham and cheese. My swollen, yeah, them chicken wings. I knew something didn't agree with me. No, it's your kidneys are failing. You're almost dead. You're dying, right? And you ask the doctor, well, how can this happen? You know, how can this happen? I mean, I was just fine yesterday, doc. How can this happen? I mean, I played basketball. I made love to my lady. I wrestled with my children. You know, I ran a marathon or so. I was fine yesterday, doc. How could this happen? Well, to be honest with you, you know, there are plenty of things that can happen or go wrong in your body that will not give you an immediate symptom. So we've got this whole crazy drawn out And you go, well, what's the risk factor? At least I could tell my family, or maybe this. They say, oh, well, the number one risk factor is if you're black. So now we got to go back to square one, because I got to know if being black is a risk factor for something that will kill me within 72 hours that I'm not even going to know about. I'm going to need a little bit more science. Like, what is it that makes me black that also gives me a larger kidney risk of dying than a Mexican or Puerto Rican or European guy or white guy or however you want to phrase it? Like, why is it that this thing called blackness puts me at such a high risk for kidney disease?
Okay, Dr. Ayton.
Sure, go.
You mean to tell me that being black is a risk factor for having diabetes or kidney disease? That's documented or has been told to you by doctors?
Absolutely. That is a thing that is being told to millions of billions of people all around the world. That is an actual factual thing. Like, if you go online right now and you type in risk factors for chronic kidney disease, they're going to tell you, I don't know what order they're going to put them in. Now, that I can't tell you, but it's a guarantee that your top three answers or your top three out of five answers, if we're going to give some flexibility, is going to be being black, slash maybe they may say African American, diabetes, hypertension. So they may not say blood pressure, they might say hypertension. But yeah, it's them three. And the craziest thing is, it's almost like saying, like, it's like being a Charlie Brown teacher. Boom, bop, boom, bop, bop, boom, bop, bop. Because you didn't say anything. If there is no understanding of what it is that makes you black, you have no understanding to go on to begin to heal your body, to clear your body of whatever potential to get you, you know, to put you in the space you don't want to be in. You see what I'm saying? So now, you know, and I'm going to be honest, I put a lot of attention on the diabetes part, because as far as I'm concerned, we knock out the diabetes, we get the blood sugar under control, we got the kidneys under control. But there are a lot of people that are dealing with this issue that don't know it's an issue. So we have to have the conversations and share the books. We have to share the books because people have to have the instructions. Nobody knows how to work their body. More people right now know about Diddy's personal business than they own.
Dr. Inky, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I just pulled it up on Google. Being black, Native American, or Asian American.
There you go.
Mm, that's on Google.
Yeah, and that's just the first. That's just the first thing right there. That's the Mayo Clinic. So that ain't no. This is just what it is. And let me see what the other answers are. Let me see. Family history of kidney disease, that's genetic. Abnormal kidney structure, that's also genetic. Yeah.
Hmm.
So when you line them things up, you see diabetes, high blood pressure right there, top two. Then you see smoking and obesity, but smoking and obesity is what contribute to the high blood pressure and the diabetes. So those are almost redundancy. Because if you are obese and you don't have anything else going on, like you get your blood checked regularly and you exercise and all that, your blood is going to be clear. You're not going to have kidney problems. So it's more about the thing that's making you fat and how your body is processing energy, which is the thing that's causing the problem to the kidney, than necessarily just the kidney. Because originally, you know, like back in the early kidney research, you know, they just blamed it all on protein and said, you know, let's, you know, they start taking folks off of, like, even now, if you go to the doctor with kidney disease, they're going to, okay, you got to stop eating all that animal, no meat. So all of the folks, you know, it's, here's the thing. Let me just say this as a sidebar, right? Because I get a lot of people that, they don't want the discipline. They don't want to change the diet. They don't want to upgrade their lifestyle, right? And so There's a lot of pushback. And
Dr.
let
Inky?
me wait, let me just say this.
Okay.
If you need something, and I'm not talking to the people on the panel, I'm talking about the people at home that's going to hear this and share this. If you need something to like be a common sense, matter of fact kind of compass to point you in the right direction, just think about this. If you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you have cancer, the doctor's going to tell you this. He's going to tell you a lot of things, but he's also going to tell you this. You need to eat less meat, eat more plants, and exercise more. Doesn't matter which cancer you got, he's going to tell you that. If you have the kidney disease, they're going to say you need to eat less meat, more vegetables, and exercise more. If you have diabetes, they're going to say less meat, more vegetables, exercise more. If you obese, they're going to say less meat, more vegetables, exercise more. If you have erectile dysfunction, less meat, more plants, exercise more. So my thing is, I don't see the pushback when we come with that core basic part that we all know we're supposed to be doing, that we all kind of, I'm probably the furthest from perfect, like I spend so much time writing these books. I have nasty habits. While the habits are great that I have for writing a book, they're not necessarily good for my health, right? But it's a give and take. So we all have these challenges of working stuff into our life and all that, but this is an urgent problem, family. This 1,000 people a day that didn't even previously have symptoms are dropping dead. And that's just in America. Every country got stats like that. China statistics look crazy. It's almost 10,000 people in a day dropping from kidneys alone in China. So they're making a lot of money quietly off kidneys. Quietly. But go ahead, brother. I know you want to jump in there. Sorry about
Yeah,
that.
I wanted to see. You said something that needs to be addressed and needs to be talked about a little bit more often, and that is basically our habits, the need for us to change, but it's a challenge to change our ways of eating, exercising. Getting a diet that's viable for our bodies. And we know that it starts in the mind. I think we all can agree on that. And this is what we need to get to. We need to, and this is my opinion, we need to come up with some strategies to start turning ourselves around in those areas to mentally get to the point where we're making the correct decisions and not going with our habits. So that I think that needs to be dealt with, the mental change.
Absolutely. Listen,
So
as
go
a
ahead.
no, I'm I,
And
yeah,
then
I'm
also, Dr. Inky, another thing.
yes, sir.
We need to get to the topic now, the holiday health, because I
I
know
got
it's
you.
all related. I know it's all related,
Absolutely, absolutely.
but
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
okay, go ahead.
So that's what the books are. That's what the books are. That's what the Patreon is. That's what the YouTube is. That's what the whole melanin versus diabetes community is because now, you have other people that are attached to some part of a similar program, and everybody's holding everybody, not necessarily accountable, but soft love, motivation, like, yo, what you did today? Did you do what you did? What you ate? Yes, everybody's there. And you slip, don't worry about it. Jump back on because we all here, we all slip. You know what I'm saying? And you got questions, blah, blah, blah. So everything is there. It's just really a matter of, if you don't change your mind, then you'll never change your life, right? And so the only thing that really makes lasting changes in our mind is new information.
Okay, Dr.
So
Inky,
we've got to get the new information in to
Dr.
change
Inky,
our mind. Yes, sir.
I want to pinpoint what you're talking about so people can start
Oh, then we
really
can
getting
share.
it. So you're saying that you have a organized group that's like a, it's like an organization where you guys are something like a support group. And
Absolutely.
okay. And I got one for you also. So go ahead. I'm gonna let you continue and I'm gonna come with what, and it's similar to what you're saying. It's very similar.
And like if we go here, we have created a library, you know, on all of the different facets of the program that you would need to, because see, the whole idea of being a leader, the whole idea of being a coach, and I'm learning this as a kid because I see all of that in my father, right? So I'm looking at him and he's simplifying it for me. It's just, yo, your job as a dad, your job as a leader, your job as a coach is to help make getting successful easier for other people. That's what the job is, to lead, to teach, to be a teacher. You're teaching information so that you can make something easier to accomplish. So for me in specific, it may be a specific physical goal or biochemical goal or a biological goal. So physical would be more like being fit, exercising, putting a program together, et cetera, changing the way your body looks, right? Biochemical would be more about the food you're eating and the chemistry of that internally. Biologically is kind of more like anatomical because it's just making sure that the tissues are, you know, the cells, the tissues, the organs, the glands, like the physical body is sound. So, you know, and that's just three, you know, there's a plethora of, you know, and now we have the generational health series. So I don't know if, well, you should be able to see these right here, but these family chemistry books, there's five of them here on the screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are family books. So when you get these books have really big print because that was how my babies wanted to design these. They said, "Dad, this is a cheat code. All kids want to read big books because reading big books makes us feel smart. So make the words really big so that the kids can feel like." I'm like, "All right, let's try it out." And so far, people really like it. The books are easy to read. There is a super duper cheat code in these books. In these books, we took the, basically, we took all of the words that you need to learn from first grade to 12th grade, and we put it in this book because the majority of them are scientific. So while we're doing, while we're learning and we're having conversation about generational health, the genes that I'm passing down from one generation to the next, how to take care of them, right? We're also learning how to read better. We're also learning, like, just reading, because Black children in America have the lowest reading levels, right? So as we're learning the health, we're also learning the learning, right? And then also we're spending time, we're creating another example. And then if we should happen to be studying these books with our kids and take a few pics and put it on Instagram or Facebook, now we will be adding something of value to our time capsules that we don't even know are time capsules, because I keep trying to tell everybody that these social media pages are time capsules, and our great, 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 great grandkids is going to be looking at our social media page. And if the only thing you post on there is your entertainment and acting a fool, your children and your progeny will look at you as a fool, and that's who you will be forever. Because we're building digital architecture that mimics how our brains work and how we think and process. So there's going to be a point where these things are going to be documented, and there's going to be a digital version of you that's able to be accessed, and that's going to happen through all of the video and picture that you left in social media land. So I'm saying right now, we need to start adding books of us reading on there, spending time with our kids, spending time with our mama, our daddy, crossing old ladies across the street. Like, it needs to be looked at as a time capsule so that we can leave jewels in real time on social media pages for our future kids to look at. You know, Michael Jackson's social media pages are still active. Like, everybody. Like, when you sign up to these social media platforms, you become a partner with them, 50-50 with your image, likeness, and intellectual property. So when you die, obviously you no longer have the 50, you know, it's now Facebook's or it's Instagram's, and you know, they running these pages and whatever, whatever, into infinity. And that's your image, your likeness, et cetera, et cetera. Now,
Dr. Aiki?
hold on one second. I'm gonna say this, and this is the throughway, I think, because now it's October, right? And so we are 3 weeks away from the gate opening, right? We're 3 weeks away from the all you can eat sugar buffet. And the
Okay,
all you
Dr.
can
Aiki,
eat,
before
hey.
you transition into that,
Yes, sir.
let's get the panel involved, okay? I want to make sure they get some questions in, and because you know the time could get away from us real quick. But can you hold that right there? Because
Absolutely.
that's an excellent
That's what
starting
we
place. Okay, so let's go to Brother Osborne.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, you have a comment or question for Dr. Inkey?
Well, for those of you that just finding out who I am a follower of Dr. Inkey's for some time. He's actually helping me reverse diabetes as I speak. And the reason why I joined this panel today is because I just lost my father in June due to chronic kidney disease, and he had diabetes, high blood pressure, and cardiovascular problems as well. So it's very important to me to find out as much as I can about.
Okay, condolences to you, brother.
Out of us.
Yeah.
When I left the bat, it looked like it might have just been a long fly ball, but when
Okay.
someone that long connects,
Brother Osborne.
almost seems to have a second.
Yes.
I think that's 77 figures.
Yeah, I got it. So were you, I didn't hear the last thing you said. Were you finished or?
I'm finished. What did you hear? Did you
Well,
hear the repeat?
I heard you up to the point when you said you were learning about, you know, the different information, like the diseases and all of that. And then I couldn't hear you no more after that.
Said he lost his father.
Yeah, I got that part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got it all. I think you got it all. And the baseball has started right there because he said that he was basically. He, you know, the reason why he's got diabetes and his dad died from it. So that's why he's trying to learn everything he can learn.
Okay. So, Brother Machinda, thanks a lot, Osborne.
Yo, yeah. Thank Dr. Eaton for coming
Hey.
back again, sharing his wisdom. You know, trying to get it out. Sound like he's well versed in what he's talking about. You know, I'm responsible for myself, so I have to. I'm glad I'm part of this discussion tonight, listening, because it kind of, we need to have this synergistic effect on each other when it comes to positive, partaking in positive information. And I think I like his demonstration, his narration. You know, it's sometimes entertaining. You know, so it's not his first rodeo. I'm not here speaking for him. I'm gathering and speaking on what I'm listening to. And I appreciate that. Make it in, you know, make it not only, you know, you make it interesting, you know, and fun to listen to. But it's not a funny matter, it's a serious matter. You right before you were talking about we're going into the season of, you know, this sick sugar craze, you know, and I just want to share that I'm very conscious of that. Last year, you know, during this time and going into the Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, where we partake in eating a lot of sugary foods, cakes, pies, and ice cream, and whatever else that goes on during that time. I assume that's where you were going with that. And if not, you know, beg your pardon. But I think that's where you're going is that marketing time where, you know, we get our sugar fixes. Well, you know, last year, I had my share. You know, I don't eat cakes and ice creams all year round or anything like that. But I will admit that, you know, like candy and things like that, you know, pulling in the gas station, eating, you know, getting a candy bar and all that kind of stuff, you know, but being conscious. So anyway, when January hit, I didn't make it a New Year's resolution. I just said, hey, for the whole month of January, I'm not going to eat any, no kind of processed sugar, high fructose corn syrups and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's already October and I still have it, you know, and I haven't had any, no, I haven't had, you know, I've given the Cokes and all, you know, the orange drinks and all the mesmerizing things that are out there. Haven't had a, you know, a soda in 3.5 years, and just being intentional about it. But at the same time, getting some exercise, and yeah, I can't help being black, so I'm gonna have to, you know, I heard, you know, Rasa Key brought that up, and you were talking about that, but I like being black. And at the same time, I think what you're trying to convey, and again, I'm not speaking for you, is that, you know, our body chemistries are designed for greatness, but, you know, we can easily poison ourselves with certain substances and we got to stay away from them. So I'm an advocate of that. And I appreciate you
And
coming on tonight.
wait. And the bigger problem is that we don't have anything set up for ourselves. That's the other thing that melanin versus diabetes stands for, because all walks of life is different, right? Science has this thing about being duplicatable in order to be real science. The problem with that is that only usually works for dead things. Living things don't deal with the duplication thing. That's not how living things deal with irregular numbers, like singularities, like this is a one-time thing, like your fingerprints. My mother and my father could easily have made another son, but they would never have been able to make another me. I'm unique. You know what I'm saying? So we have this law built into science because everything's got to be duplicatable, which means everything's got to be the same, which is where the idea that everybody should have the same health protocols come from. So, you know, black guy 35 comes in, white woman 52 comes in, same problem. We give them both the same program, and then we wonder what happened to the black guy because we go out and tell his family, hey, you know, he didn't respond so well. We couldn't, you know, last minute, this, that, and the other. We tried our best, boom, boom, boom. And then you go, man, this must be racism and white supremacy because how come the brother died and the white lady survived? Well, it's not. This is just a natural thing because it's natural to take care of myself. Then it's natural for me to take care of my own before I take care of anybody else. So if I pay for the hospitals and I pay for the doctors and build it and do this, well then my blueprint, my body type is going to be the specific standard in this hospital, in this system. Anybody can come in and use it, but this is my system based on me and mine, so we can get the. So the problem is not to point the finger at. The problem is to say we still in 2024 forget buying, like, what's the point of buying real estate if everybody's like every 5 or 10 years,
So life expectancy is dropping again for black people. And like the gurus on the internet and the life coaches, and everybody seems to be telling people about buying bitcoins or gold bars or land. And I'm like, what? I don't understand this thing. We are like, we are con it's almost like we're stuck in like a illiterate state. Like we're stuck in an ignorant state because we've been saying all our lives, black folks, listen to this. If we learn one thing, we learn the phrase, time is money. Don't waste my money. Time is money. The problem is we gear our life and everything we do in it to chasing the money part. Well, if money is equal to time, why don't we just chase on time? Why don't we chase time? Because chasing time is what I do for a living. Any doctor, that's what they do. That's what their actual thing is. You're coming to them so that you could live longer. You're coming to them so they can give you longevity. They can make you stronger. They can make, that's what doctors offer you another day, another 2 days, another year, another 10 years, right? That's the thing. So why aren't we teaching our babies? See, that's another reason why we got books that you read with your kids. It's not for you to read and then teach the kids, or for the kids to read and then you just check it verbally. No, the generational health books, these ones here that say family chemistry, this is for you to read these with your children. And it starts with atoms and it walks from, no, electrons and protons. And then it walks all the way through atoms, chemistry, all the way up to actual food, health, and it gets crazy. And then we get into specific types of genes that black people have that no other race of people have on earth. And there are some genes that we have that are amazing, right? That's why little tiny Jamaica could dominate the whole globe in sprinting, because we have a specific set of genes that give us much more fast twitch muscles than everybody else, right? So it don't matter what shirt they wearing, you know, whoever wins the 100 meter, they got those genes. So I was laughing because we had Jamaicans racing Jamaicans racing Jamaicans racing Jamaicans with four different shirts. The guy from Italy, the guy from America, the guy from Jamaica, and the guy from I think it was it Germany or somewhere? Something like that. But they all Jamaica, listen, Jamaica has the highest percent with Kenya, and then right behind Kenya is us with these fast twitch genes. We've got genes that cause other things like problems. You know, we only want to talk about the superiority of black genetics, but this thing, it's not about superior, it's just different. So any set of genes, because nobody's perfect, is going to come with some strengths and it's going to come with some weaknesses. The problem is all of the differences, the potential strengths and weaknesses are right now just weaknesses.
Okay, Dr. Inky,
Yep. So hold on, hold on.
you made a point that need to be highlighted.
But wait. But before you go in, I just want to say this. Everybody knows this information but us. These doctors works with the insurance companies. This is the reason why the insurance companies know exactly what day you're going to die, because they can plug in mineral factors, where you work, how you work, education level, what city you in, what resources are there, what happened to your parents, because now they know if they can see what your parents died from, they know what your parents' lifestyles are. Like if you tell me what your parent died of, I can pretty much figure out the lifestyle. So now I know the lifestyle they passed on to you. And if I start to see these same genetic proclivities pop up in your medical records, then I know you living just like they was living. So they can predict with high specificity when you're going to die. This is how insurance companies make money. They bet against your death. Right. And so, oh yeah, these are your benefits. But those ain't my benefits because I'll be dead. But so hold on. They know that this time of the year, See, we haven't said the words holiday health, but this whole conversation is holiday health because starting at Halloween is all you can eat sugar. All you can eat sugar. And then from there, you go to Thanksgiving just a few weeks later, and Thanksgiving is all you can eat everything, including cakes, pies, donuts, everything, including liquor. Cops in America make a huge, they count on it for the city's budget. They count on all the DUIs and speeding tickets they getting ready to get that Thanksgiving, Black Friday weekend. Even the weekend before when people trying to get to where they going, because they know people's going to be drunk. And now that it's a lot of states that's experimenting with cannabis, cannabis is legal to, so people are high and drunk. All you can eat, everything including drugs, starts Thanksgiving. And then that goes all the way straight through until you get to New Year's Day, which is the big blast off, where you now grand finale, or some people grand finale on New Year's Eve, which is where you purposely try to fill yourself up with as much as alcohol and drugs and everything as you, and then you segue off into sex if you got a partner, you know, like this window. And it's a lot, this is a stimulus package. This is a stimulus package for doctors. That's why I'm saying, that's what I'm trying to get to. This right here, this time of the year, fourth quarter, is not only a stimulus package for all commercial businesses, it's a stimulus package for your doctors, because they know people getting ready to drop dead. People getting ready to drop dead, especially the people that don't know how to protect themselves. If you're getting told this is a disease factor because you're Black, and then, well, there's no definition of that. What does that mean? What are you relating the proclivities that lead to me becoming sick to? That's also a part of the thing that you're saying is Blackness. Because if we're speaking biologically, are we saying skin? So if it's the melanin in my skin, then what you're saying is that you, melanin, is giving me kidney disease. So we're saying melanin is giving us, like, so it gets crazy. So there's really not a thing being communicated to us when we get Black as a risk factor. The only thing that's being communicated to me is the need to get people to not only be scientifically literate, but hyper specifically scientifically literate regarding biochemistry, biology, anatomy, like how their body works. How their body works, because there's no other thing that's going to get us through this. There's no cheat code, and, you know, money can help, but money can't get us through this. Michael Jackson showed us that. Prince showed us that. Steve Jobs showed us that. Money ain't going to get you through this one. You need knowledge. You need information. Michael Jackson could make whatever, he could write the best and perform, sing the best. He ain't know how his body works. Prince, play the instruments. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. I wanted to jump in there, because you said something that's, this is a, something else that need to be really paid attention to. What do people, how do they inherit the information of the value of money? And then, Where is it where you make a distinguish between value in money and value in your life, your health? I have a saying, if money is the value, then your life is devalued, or life is devalued. And so this is something, it's another thing that we got to learn how to really focus on, how we deal with valuing money, and not to the point where we're not valuing health. But let me get to some of the people that's on the panel, so they can, you know, ask a question or make a comment, because we got a few people that just showed up too. So, Brother Ahi, question or comment for Dr. Inky? You want to unmute, Brother Ahi? You still muted. There you go.
Okay. I'm all ears, brother. There are a lot of people here that I'm just interested to hear what they have to say. We're all touched with the hypertension and the being black, of course, and the problems with the kidney. Of course, my friend of mine just had to have some kidney transplant. I got another friend that's waiting on the kidney. I have a cousin that has diabetes and is struggling with it. Got another friend that's blind from the diabetes. He's dealing with kidney problems. So wow, I'm all going ears.
Crazy.
Yes. I'm all ears with this. And me myself, I'm fighting the battle with the sweets. And it's just not during the Christmas years. I mean, Christmas time of year.
Wow, it's going holiday. Crazy.
And so I'm fighting that battle also, brother. So
Hold on, brother. Before you disappear, let me add this in here because this is a big thing, and we kind of resolved it, and we've been getting a lot of good results. But I just want to share this with everybody else. Hopefully, it makes somebody else's success a little bit easier. So about the protein, right? So initially, because how do I do this? All right, so let's go back. The kidneys filter the blood plasma, the fluid of the blood, right? The kidneys take out the waste, put that to the urine, and then all of the nutrients the kidneys put back into circulation along with the liquid. So the liquid, obviously some comes out, but for the most part, the water and the nutrients need to go back in circulation unless it's too much water for your body. And I don't know what you got going on over there, but that's the drift, right? And so the doctor is going to give you a urine test. The urine test is going to check to see if it's basically going to check to see how well the kidneys are filtering out waste, right? Because proteins are very energy expensive and resource expensive for your body to make. So your body doesn't just flush out proteins. That's not what your body does if it doesn't use them. It'll break it down and turn it into something else, but your body's not going to throw it out. So the kidney is supposed to put the proteins back in circulation with the nutrients. One particular protein that's important is albumin. Albumin is a transporter. It carries stuff around. You got a lot of transporter proteins in your body. So a lot of times when like we have conversation about nutrients, we have this black hole void that exists everywhere. The only thing we sure is happening is mouth and anus. We don't, like the middle passage, like the middle passage is a mystery. Mouth and anus is all we know. So when we think about like calcium getting to the bones or like the journey, like how does water get into the tissues? Like what's the journey of that? You know, like, does most people know that water is absorbed, you know, in your intestines, where all the nasty stuff is at, you know, and then water goes in the circulatory system, and then from there, interstitial fluid and connective tissue, and then to the cells, and then from the cells back to interstitial fluid, then to the lymphatic system through the lymph nodes, then that is filtered. The lymphatic system is a large, full body filter. Then that water, once filtered, or plasma, once it's filtered through the lymphatic system, gets dumped back into the circulatory system. In the circulatory system now, the kidney comes and applies the super microscope to it And literally, particle by particle, like somebody separating each item of dirty laundry you got by hand. That's what the kidneys do. And the main thing it's looking to do is take the hydrogen ions, the positive hydrogen ions, and get rid of those, right? That's how your kidneys control pH, right? So your kidney pushes out positive ions or acids, and it pulls back in or puts back into recirculation bicarbonates, right? On top of that, your kidney has to make vitamin D. Vitamin D is not made in the skin. The production of vitamin D begins in the skin, but the kidney has to turn that early biochemistry into the actual vitamin D3 that all of those benefits. Actually, the liver has another type of vitamin D3 that's even different than the one the kidney produces, but the calcitriol that the kidney produces is the D3 that you hear doctors and everybody talking about. That comes out of the kidney. So the kidney has to make vitamin D. The kidney is not just cleaning blood. The kidney makes the blood. If it's not for the kidney, your body doesn't make blood. Because, yes, you have the active bone marrow, but even the bone marrow has to wait for communication. That communication comes from the kidney. It's this guy, he violated. His name is Kale Sonnen. He tried to say LeBron was taking steroids. Listen, I really hope he stubbed his pinky toe real bad for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nothing really happen to him, but I think something, he need like a little short jolt of pain. Anyway, I know I can segue off, but the point is that steroid that he accused LeBron of taking, your body produces naturally. It's called erythropoietin. A lot of cyclists, you know, that the famous bicycle guy, that's what he used to win all those races in France.
Lance.
Yes, Lance Armstrong. Boom. Is that his name? Lance Armstrong?
Yes.
Yeah, him. So EPO, that's the one that people use for maximum endurance and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, but your kidney makes that. And your kidney makes erythropoietin, or EPO for short, and sends that into the blood to the bone marrow. Then when the bone marrow get that, primarily like the ribs and the spine, then it produces the amount of blood what the kidney is telling the body to produce. So not only does the kidney clean the blood, the kidney makes the blood. This is why, like, it's the kidney is the worst. Like, if your heart go, you just go quick. If your brain go, you just, you know, like your body might be, you might be a vegetable in a coma. But the kidney, oh my goodness. The kidney is like a time bomb, because once the kidneys go, you literally got to wait till each organ system fail one at a time. Like, that's not a good way to go. Right? We have to ask ourselves some questions like this. How does the devil appear in your life? And I say that because a lot of people think that the devil is going to pop up in their life like a fiery imp-looking demon, or like somebody with a forked tail or something. The devil pop in looking like that delicious Thanksgiving plate. That's the devil look like that plate. The devil might even look like your mama serving that plate. The devil look like your, you know, devil look like your cousin you ain't seen in years, but he know you on high blood pressure medication. He still went and got that same bottle of 100 proof anyway, like 80 proof. You know, like, what did you have planned for the holiday, family? Are we going into the new year without me? Is that what we doing with that bottle? Is that a peaceful way for me to just, you know, walk into the light? Is that what you telling me? A sick man, when you give me a bottle of liquor for the holidays, is that what you saying? Walk off into the light, Unc? Hey, Unc, we love you, Unc, but we ain't really put away no money. So we can't really keep you alive, Unc. We just want you to go ahead and take that bottle to the head with family. We all around, and we're going to have a good time, Unc, and Yeah, you won't make it to the morning, huh?
Dr. Inky.
That's how we got to start thinking.
Dr. Inky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you putting on the show there.
Hey,
so let's get to the next panelist. Professor Roth.
Appreciate what's been said, Father.
I'm sorry, Ahi. I'll be blabbing off. Wait, before we go to Professor Roth, did Ahi have more to add?
No, I do not. Thank you. I appreciate you, brother, and you put it down. Our good professor now. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Cause see, you got this kidney thing is stalking you. So that's God telling, that's God. See, for me, I figured the cancer thing was stalking me. That's what got me to start studying when I was maybe about 10 or 11, more seriously, the health stuff. Because my adopted mom, cancer. It just popped up all around me in like a 2-3 year season. Damn near everybody I loved was either fighting cancer or dying from cancer. I was like, what is cancer? I got a whole bunch of different answers, and I was like, let's go to the library. Time to start figuring this thing out. And that was 36 years ago, some odd 35 years ago. And it's been a lifelong, because once I found out actually what was all going on in the body, that's when I fell in love with the reading of books that make most people eyes and ears bleed. Most people, the problem with the health is that you got to read books that you've been trained to think are boring. But once you get into these books and get past the tough vocabulary, so that's the first learning curve, learning the vocabulary. Once you get past the book, and we have a book called Body Language to teach you Dr. E's, like literally Dr. E's is a language. So we have a body language book to teach you Dr. E's. But once you get past the language barrier, the inside of your body is like more exciting than any TV show on any station. There's no like Erica Kane, Ghost, you know, Bad Boys, whatever the TV show is, there's nothing more exciting than what you got going on in your body. Like, that is the most. Did you know? Hold on. Did you know that one of the largest causes of kidney disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure is the cops?
Talking about the police? Dr. Inky, where did you go?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
I'm talking about the cops.
What's the cops?
Cholesterol oxidative products. The biggest bully on the block that nobody ever heard of. Once I put those two things together, I'm telling you, before I could even get to studying, I laughed until I damn near peed on myself. I was in tears. I said, hold up. So you telling me that the diabetes and the high blood pressure and the kidney thing is chasing black folks. And you saying that black people have these problems because of the cops? Yo, I'm telling you, I could not get enough. I was on the floor. I could not get enough of that because listen, I'm not making that up. Like, I'm not making up COPS as this thing. Like, I'm not saying cholesterol oxidative product. Like, I'm not putting that together. Like, that's literally a term that you know, when you start going through the deeper causes to the kidneys and the this and the that, it's in the animal meats. The cholesterol that's in these dead animals is rotting. So like every animal produces cholesterol in their liver and, you know, and they eat some throughout their diet, right? So that cholesterol circulates and Your body turns that cholesterol into vitamin D, testosterone, hormones, and all kinds of stuff. So the problem is not the cholesterol. The problem is how fast we convert the cholesterol. But now a dead body is not converting any cholesterol. All that cholesterol is sitting in there rotting, and it's going through inflammation, oxidative stress, and it's becoming a thing on its own that's poisonous to the body. So forget about the meat additives, forget about this and this. All that's still there. But now we have this new discovery about the poisonous cholesterol, not just cholesterol, because that's been the whole thing. Early on, everybody was pointing the finger at cholesterol, but now it's learning the specifics where the cholesterol is only a problematic, obviously oxidated, you can't do anything with cholesterol that's already been, it started to rot or whatever the case. Your body can't use it. So it's no good for what you would use it for.
Okay, let's get the professor around.
All right, appreciate what's been said, if I understand correctly. First of all, I want to thank you, Dr. Ikey, for all your work, all your study, your publications, and your concern for the well-being of our people.
Thank you.
And that's a beautiful thing to take on that effort, and we really do appreciate it. There's a couple of points I'd just like to point out. First of all, when you of the list of things that associated with kidney failure or diabetes, is they left off medication that causes kidney failure.
Hold on, brother. Don't you disappear either, because that's a big one. That's a big one, because I just had a consultation with a brother. I had a conversation with a couple of, like, lately the kidney thing is, but I was just laughing with one of the brothers because, diabetes is like a big cause of kidney disease. And when you have the kidney disease, one of the medication, well, a type of medication that they give you is steroids. I don't mean to laugh. The problem is the side effect of the type of steroid they give you is diabetes. So the diabetes causing the kidney disease, and the medicine they give you to fight the kidney disease also causes diabetes. Listen, I can't make this stuff up. I'm so glad and grateful that you tapped in, because the show would have been incomplete if we didn't discuss that.
Okay. The other thing is hereditary. Sometimes people, it's a chronic disease that become a part of the family, a family thing, just like some cancers. Some families are more prone to cancer. Some people are more prone to kidney disease. Sometimes children are born with kidney disease. And so there's a lot of factors that go into it. The number one thing is that food additives, most people don't want to treat food as a drug, a illicit drug or a harmful drug, and they become addicted to eating. And the money that this country puts into advertising bad diets and bad foods, or allow them to be added, because they could regulate food to keep people healthy, but they choose to make the money. I'm on dialysis. I've been on dialysis for 7 years. I know people who've been on it 20 years. I'm a diabetic, but it's under control for the most part. But sugar and salt, because Honorable Elijah Muhammad said years ago, way before most people, he wrote the book, How to Eat to Live. And one of the things is that you don't supposed to live to eat. And obesity is not just fat. It's your body swelling up, saying you're eating wrong. Because You can eat a little and get obesity, but if it's not the right nutrition and not and you're not exercising or you're not doing things. But my point is that there are a lot of factors that go into these chronic diseases. Some hospitals, I know Kaiser does, they prepare you for dialysis by not getting the symptoms under control at the early diagnosis. They just let it roll because they have contracts with all these dialysis centers. Most hospitals only do give you dialysis if you're a patient. Most hospitals contract it out, and most doctors got stocks, and some even own dialysis centers. There's a documentary that said there's more dialysis centers in Inglewood than there are McDonald's. And it's McDonald's that's contributing to it, the diabetes, the obesity, and everything. When it comes to holiday eating and just eating, as Ahi said, and Brother Mashinda, people don't wait for holidays to eat bad. I mean, they eat a lot. You know, I mean, they if they're not into nutritional health, which is not taught in schools and not taught to prepare, and it's not even taught in parenting classes, they need that. They call that, that's your choice.
Let me add to that point right there. That's a very important point you're making, because the holidays is 10 times worse than whatever you've been doing for the rest of the year. So now, if you have zero dietary standards, you know, you just kind of, you know, get your little coffee and a soda in the morning and grab an egg and whatever, egg and bacon from wherever, and you kind of just eat like that, barbecue, burgers, whatever, like you just eat anything. Well, you're going to eat 10 times worse than that during the holiday, because it's just how everybody, you make exceptions for the holiday. So the idea is to have yourself some decent standards January 1st to October 28th, what, October 30th, you know, you jump back on your program November, you know, if it's just the 4 or 5 days, and we go into this thing consciously, it's not going, you know. But the fact is, all of us, no matter what level we are, even the best vegan, during the holidays, they got to come down because they can't eat what they eat alone. They got to eat with folks. And food is part of celebration because it is a drug. You know, it does stimulate that dopamine and them things. So people want to get high.
Yeah, they mainline. And what happens is that, you know, you they get high. Some of them even nod after they eat. You know, I mean, they go to sleep.
Doze off. That's right. That's right.
So it's about controlling your appetite and controlling what you eat. But the best cure is prevention. The problem we have is that most of our parents and young mothers, they don't cook. Most of them go to fast food places, and they feed their kids that, and they feed their kids sugar, and next thing you know, their kids is a sugar addict, you know, whining and crying and going through withdrawal if you don't give them a bottle with apple juice in it or something like that.
Wait, and let me tell you this, it goes even beyond the sugar. See, this, let me tell you, this is the biggest trick. The biggest trick is that everything else is also sugar. So you got three major macros, right? You got your carbohydrates, which we kind of all already know to associate with sugar to some extent. Even though we know a cupcake is different than a watermelon, we still know carbohydrates, sugar. The thing that misses some of us, though, is the fat is going to also, you know, fat is stored sugar. And then the biggest problem of them all, outside of the oxidated cholesterol in the animal products, is this. Protein is a $1 trillion industry. Not billion, trillion.
Because protein is now bigger than the meat business. Protein is powders. Protein is vegan. Protein is animals. Protein is farming. Protein is a big business. And to facilitate that business, all of the marketing being run at the same time is overemphasizing that product line. So what happens is people think, now I'm not of the Dr. Sebi school, and so you're not going to get me telling nobody that protein is fake and all this foolishness. But the problem with protein, which is the reason why you have people on one side saying load up on protein, then you got folks on the other side like Dr. Sebi, may he rest in greatness, but he was saying protein didn't even exist. The reason being is because people have to understand two things. A, first thing, you have to create a protein deficit. You have to have a protein requirement so that you know how much protein you need. There is no such thing as a standard need of protein. I don't care if they tell you a gram per kilo or point, you know, what they got in them books, 0.8 for every this and that. All of that's baloney. Those are good approximations. Those are good generalizations for you to start from, but you got to personalize it to what your lifestyle is, what your demands are. Because if you're consuming more protein than you need, which is 95% of America, 95% more protein than they need, your body is going to turn that extra protein, whether you're having steak, whether you're having fish, whether you're having chicken without the skin on it, because the doctor said, no, the chicken, when you remove the skin, you can have it with, or you having chickpeas, if you're having, you know, soy burgers or whatever type of protein you're having. If your body does not need it, your body converts it straight into sugar. Your body does not store proteins except as proteins. So if your body doesn't use the sugar, it stores the sugar in the fat cells. Obviously, also the fat. Your body stores the fat. Your body stores the sugar. But your body doesn't store protein. It converts excess protein into sugar. So now, you might go out and have you 20 buffalo wings and think you haven't had no sugar, but you ain't did nothing but sit down all day. You ain't done one push-up. You ain't had a quickie with your lady. You ain't walk up a flight of steps. You ain't walked a dog. You ain't even walk your kids to the school bus. You have done zero exercise for the day, and you went and thought that you should have 25 buffalo wings. Well, since you have almost no protein demand because you haven't broken down any protein exercising, well, most of that protein you just consumed from that chicken is now going to become sugar that's going to hit your blood just like sugar from a candy cane or sugar from a bag of Domino's. This is what we got to understand, how foods can be masked as something else. And we could think we're doing something like, oh, no, I ain't have no sugars today. I'm on a no carbs diet. Well, almost everybody that's on a no-carbs diet is still on carbs, because most of those people, when they're on a no-carb diet, carbs are the things that provide the instant energy to exercise. So if you're on a no-carb diet instead of a low-carb diet or a complex carb diet, you won't even have the energy to exercise. So if you don't have the energy to exercise, if you don't have the energy to exercise and you go on a no-carb diet, all of the protein you eat, most of it's going to be converted to sugar. I digress. Go ahead, brother.
Okay.
One more point, Rex. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we gotta bring it to a close, because we've been on about an hour and a half. And right. So what I want to do, Dr. Enke.
Sure.
Can we bring you back on?
Wait. You late. You didn't hear my answer? You said Dr. Enke. I said, sure. So I already agreed before you asked.
See, we had about four people that they get a chance to input. So you said, sure, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send a few dates to you, and you can just take one of them. And right. You guys, everybody that didn't get a chance to comment or get in the question, Dr. Inkey's coming back, and I'm going to make sure if you're here, I'm not going to forget these names. I'm going to put you first.
We should try to do at least like once a month. I think that'd be good, especially through the holiday. Like the holiday going to be rough. We need that support.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you right now. Do you want to come on Christmas Day?
Ooh, that'd be dope. Let's do that.
Hey, well, you got it. Because I have that date open, Christmas Day.
What about Thanksgiving?
We don't have a day for Thanksgiving. That's on a Thursday. We on Wednesdays.
But well, maybe we should do that Wednesday. Just a little quick hey.
Don't
you drop dead tomorrow.
I already have it scheduled.
Okay. All right. So we
definitely gonna get it back. I wanna make sure everybody get a chance to get some input in here. Because we're driven.
Listen, don't let y'all kids eat all that damn candy on Halloween. This is what you do. Make sure you go trick-or-treating with them so you can watch how much candy they collect. Don't think that your honest, beautiful kids will be honest with you about their heroin, okay? Make no mistake. You're talking about sugar. Sugar hit the brain just like heroin and cocaine. In fact, some studies are saying that sugar's more addictive than cocaine. So go out there, watch them, baby, so you see how much candy they got. Then,
hey, when you get back to the house, endorphins.
Endorphins close. That's opioids right there. So you got cannabis, you got alkaloids, and you got opioids that your body produces. Alkaloid is the category of cocaine. Opioid is heroin and cannabinoids for the people, you know, marijuana. But we produce all that naturally. Our bodies are, we got to get to the point where, because I was having a conversation in Clubhouse with a sister. And she was like, she was asking me about something with the adrenal glands and something else. But she was like, well, why can't we harvest it from other humans and then buy it? And I'm like, well, why would you not want to repair your own body so that your body produces what you need when you need it on its own? Because that's what health is. Like anything that we have to buy or we die, like that's not healthy. People be like, oh, I'm pretty healthy. I only take like 5 medications. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's one of the things we should probably try to improve. What we think the bar for healthy is. But what I'm saying is, let these kids sell that damn candy. See, this is how you do it on Halloween. It's still fun. They still get to get out there, trick or treat. Let them eat a handful of candy only when y'all get in the house. Make sure they brush their teeth. And then you done started them off entrepreneur. They done, you know, they done got their own free starter kit. Now you got a whole bag full of candy. And I'm telling y'all this because I do this with my kids every year. They look forward to it because they know they getting ready to clean up and make some money. So all you got to tell your kids now, if your kid's greedy, you might be in trouble. I got one or two of them. I got 10 babies. One or two of them is not good because they get high off their own supply. So you tell the children, listen, you just got to wait 72 hours. You cannot bring your candy to school the next day after Halloween. The next day after Halloween, every kid done brought their candy to school. So that's not how you do it. By the second day, every kid is eating all of they done finished up the last little bit. When you come in on the third day with your fresh bag of Halloween candy, them you might get kids, I do your homework for 6 months. So them kids, listen, they itching and scratching on that third day. They need that hit. You know, ain't no.
Dr. Inkey. you trying to give people ideas of entrepreneurship through gifts. Okay.
we gotta
take our pause. So, Professor Rock.
Yes.
Do we have anybody for next Tuesday?
I'll call you in the morning. I'm trying to get a couple people.
Okay, good. And then Next week, we have Heraldis Adama coming back. She's on the line, just like Dr. Inky. She's into health and does a great job at assisting people becoming healthy. So she'll be on, and the topic is time to step into our own power. Well, time to step into our power. So we are these, every individual has this power that we need to tap into. And we definitely need to tap into it because of our health situations and all of these addictive ways that's been taught to us. But I appreciate you coming out again, Dr. Inky, and you already said December 25th, is that correct? Dr. Inky?
Absolutely, he's actually muted, but yes.
Yes, there you go. And I was just getting ready to say, you know, yeah, there you go. She right
so,
here.
So everybody heard it right here. Dr. Inky's on the 25th of December. And we're going to have I ain't going to say it.
A Merry Christmas.
No. It's going to be Merry, all right, but it ain't. I ain't going to say the C word. All right. So I appreciate everybody coming out. Come and hang out with us on Christmas.
Can I say one thing really quick that'll be really helpful for those who may have, like, who plan to indulge? I love, like, Blue Magic on his website, and he has, like, these detox kits that help people cleanse. American Healer, that website. It's not .com, but it's that website, American Healer, yeah. That website. So I love the detox kits, you know, so it's the holiday time and you're going to indulge. It's the best time to also detox, and it's a relatively easy thing to do. So, and I feel the difference like when I do it. So it's a quality products that I really love. So yeah, there it is, AmericanHealer.website. And the documentary at the bottom on his website actually explains some of the incredible work that he has done. If you scroll the way at the bottom, you'll see the documentary. So, but yeah, AmericanHealer.website. Thank you, Doc.
All right. Thank you, guys. Everybody that showed up tonight, we're going to take our pause. As coined by Brother Rohan Marthen, we're going to take our pause. So thank you. Have a great rest of the evening.
Hey.